What's up, you mother suckers? Welcome to another episode of You Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, and my co-host, Chinese Best Friend. Man, how are you doing, Chinese Best Friend?
Hey, everyone. Hey, Michael Blackson. It's been a long time. I'm doing good.
It hasn't been long. We on the show every week, Chinese Best Friend.
Oh, yeah. We air every week.
Every week, yeah. What's a long time to you? What's in like China is like 6 days is considered like what, three years in China?
One day is considered 6 years to me.
Are you a dog, nigga? I thought dog have 7 years to you. You must be a fucking dog, Chinese.
Yeah, I feel like I've aged so much, you know, with all the lockdown. Well, now everything is open, so what do you think? Do you think it changed your life, this crazy lockdown? Now everything's open. Isn't it weird that places you don't have to wear a mask anymore?
You know, it's feeling good. I mean, this week, there should be a lot of places to be open this week. Like California.
Everything,
New
the
15th. York, New York. Yeah, 15th. It, you know, a lot of things should be open this week. Today.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 15th. A lot of shit should be open. I'm just glad to take this fucking mask off. I could breathe.
Uh-huh.
Movie theaters are open. You know, I have a movie that's out in the theaters.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we saw it the other day, Michael Blackson.
Went to the premiere of Meet the Blacks 2.
Wow. That was amazing performance, Michael Blackson.
Meet the Blacks 1 had nothing to do with Meet the Blacks 2. That's black movies for you, man. They just like, you know what? This movie did okay. Let's just get another one.
I think anything that comes out on theater right now, but will blow up because the world finally gets to see the theaters.
Well, Meet the Blacks 1, two people that died, all right? Meet the Blacks 2. So that shit don't make no fucking sense to me. But if you want a good laugh, you're a fan of vampires, come and watch Meet the Blacks 2. It's fun. You know, I think it might be the only comedy in theaters right now because there ain't much comedy.
It was actually pretty good, Michael.
You liked it?
I rate that one, like, without you in it, it was probably like 5 out of 10. Because you were in there, it was probably 10 out of 10. You did a great job. You're an amazing vampire slayer. I didn't know you had this ability to kill vampires.
I was acting, my nigga. Oh. I don't know shit about fucking vampires.
It felt so real.
I just read a script, man. Okay? If you could read, you could be whatever you want to be in the movie business. You could be a doctor, a lawyer.
Oh, really?
You could be a scientist, man. All you got to know how to do is read the fucking script. You know, from looking at you, you look like you could be a doctor or a scientist.
Yeah, you think so?
Till you start talking, then it's a dumbass motherfucker.
I wouldn't want my breast reduction with this fucker. You're right.
No, you don't. But you look right now, if you just keep your bald head makes you like a bad guy a little bit, like a Chinese gang member. But honestly, if you put on a nice fucking wig, you'll look like a very sophisticated Asian man, like a businessman or doctor.
So every time I go to audition, if I plan to, I should wear a wig.
It depends what you're auditioning for. If you're auditioning to be a fucking, you know, something important, something respectful, you should put a wig on. Your bald head make you like a bad guy, man. Every bald head Chinese guy is a bad guy to me.
I've never seen anyone that's...
Have you ever seen a nice bald head Chinese person before?
Never.
No. Kojak was not even Chinese. He was bald headed. He was a good guy, but he just looked like a bad guy.
There is none.
What?
There is no bald Chinese actor, is there?
Nah, because...
Besides Joko, he's a comedian.
Well, you know who's... Look, perfect example of a bald-head, bad Chinese guy. Was it Ricky Tan? Was that his name? Oh, Ricky Tan. Who's Ricky Tan,
I know him. Philip Tan, no?
No, motherfucker. Oh. Who's the guy with the bald head? Oh, he's a bald head, blonde hair in fucking Rush Hour. Was that Ricky Tan or was the other one?
Oh, the bald guy. There was a bald Chinese guy in Rush Hour?
Yeah, the little skinny bald guy, the bad guy that kidnapped the little Chinese girl.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
How you don't know fucking Chinese movie? Are you Asian?
I've seen it a long time ago.
Rush Hour should be like the Bible to you.
No, I've seen them all, but I don't remember much.
Why not? I know every African movie. Why don't you know every Asian movie, Chinese Best Friend?
I don't own a DVD player right now. And I don't know the password to my Netflix.
Who's your favorite actor?
My favorite actor?
Yeah.
I don't have anybody right now.
What do you mean right now? You plan on finding someone?
Yeah. I plan to one day. But my favorite, favorite actor? I think that's a very hard question. Like an action? Oh, I know. James Bond is my favorite actor.
James fucking Bond? Which one? The best seven James Bonds.
The future one. Will Smith isn't going to be... Will Smith is your favorite actor. Will Smith's pretty good.
You like Will Smith?
Yeah. And then after I saw
that... Why are you saying Will Smith? Because I'm black? You trying to make
no,
me
no,
happy?
No. Because Will Smith have a lot of great movies. Like Seven, the movie. Seven. What else he got? The vaccine movie he had. What is that called? The vampire movie he had.
Will Smith had a vampire movie?
Yeah, vampire movie. Will Smith, the vampire movie he got.
Is it old or new?
No, that was like 6 years. Do you guys don't know the Will Smith movie? I am Legend, yeah.
That's not a fucking vampire movie. Dumbass Asian, Chinese. Best
zombie
friend?
Movie, the same shit.
Zombie is a difference between a zombie and a fucking vampire.
That's the same shit, Mike. They bite people.
I Am Legend. I know that movie. It was pretty good.
That was a good one. After I see the Meet the Blacks, Michael Blackson is a vampire slayer. That was a good performance, Mike. You deserve an Oscar award. If you're listening.
Let me tell you something.
We're doing a strike if Mike doesn't get a...
Pootie Tang got a better chance of getting an Oscar nomination. Then Meet the Blacks too. Okay.
No, you as a
me
best. Do they call us supporting actor because you were supporting another vampire slayer?
I was supporting the main character, who was Mike Epps. So I could win.
Yeah, that was really good.
The Oscars would never give it to me. Okay?
Why not?
You know what chances I have? I have a better chance of waking up light skinned tomorrow.
No, Mike, don't underestimate your...
I'm underestimating.
Don't underestimate. You were pretty good in that movie. Very good. You could be a great superhero in the future. All you need to do is maybe gain another 50 pounds or so and work out.
For real? Is the door locked? Come in.
Oh, you're waiting for somebody.
Somebody's there. Come on in. You know what? You know who my favorite actor is?
Yeah. Who's your favorite actor?
Who I love. Who is my favorite actor? Come on in. Have a seat. Come on in.
Have a seat. Shoot.
She's not in the middle of our show. Don't pay him no mind. You can join us later if you want to talk about something. No, my favorite actor, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Who's the...
I mean, you chose Will Smith. I just think you're being racist. When
no,
you did that.
I'm not. He is actually a great...
He is a great actor, but I would not expect you to pick Will Smith. My favorite actor, Denzel.
Oh, he's... The last episode I said he was my favorite actor.
I love Denzel.
Denzel's
also
great.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What movie did you like Leonardo DiCaprio?
With me, my favorite movie of Leonardo DiCaprio is Catch Me If You Can.
I like that movie too. It was
that movie is a long movie, but it's a great movie to watch when it's rainy. You know, you just home. It's a good movie to have sex with.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's a chill movie. You sit at home. You could take a break, have sex.
It's like, it reminds you of your love life, Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like cheating on the side or something, Catch Me If You Can.
I don't cheat anymore. I'm just straight, just honest.
Yeah.
That's a difference. I don't cheat.
That's great, Mike.
It's called being honest.
Yeah.
Cheating is when you're sneaking and you...
Sneaking around.
If you have a girl, you be like, hey, I'm going to go fuck another woman today. That's not called cheating. That's called, I'm telling you the truth.
But honesty sometimes gets punished.
You got to take it. You know, it's sad, but I don't. I'm too successful to lie.
Yeah.
I lie to the IRS. That's the only nigga I lie to. Okay.
It's okay, Mike. They're not listening.
I hope they're not, because then they're going to tax me.
20%.
Exactly. They're going to want to know how much I'm making on this podcast, and I'm yet to make, I haven't made a dollar yet.
Yeah,
but
I know.
When I do, they're going to tax it. Eventually, I will make something.
I think one day we will make $1 billion.
In Bitcoin, motherfucker, or real dollars?
In
Coinbase?
Ghanaian money. How much is that?
In Ghana money? Ghana money is not that bad. It's like $5.75 Ghana cedis is equals to
$1.
Yes.
What can you buy with that, Michael Bloxham?
You can buy a lot. You could get an Uber ride.
What kind of Uber? With three wheels?
No, four wheels, but a little. It ain't Uber XL, motherfucker. It ain't Uber Pool either. But you could get a nice Uber ride about a. You get a nice 15-10 minute ride for about $1.
15-10 minute ride. How about for like a dinner?
You can buy. You could buy dinner for. You can buy it for five kind of cities.
You can buy. Cities. You can buy like a barbecue with that.
Fuck it. Who don't, we don't eat barbecue in Ghana. Nobody wear my fucking.
I mean
barbecue.
Chicken feet.
You can buy. Yeah, you can buy chicken feet. It's. I mean, you gotta cook the motherfuckers.
Oh, you.
You can buy chicken feet like in a
the store. Just cook it yourself.
Nah, there was some meat that they cook out there on like on a little, this not a trip. Real grill, but like a little fire thing. And you could buy them and eat. It's called suya. It's like meat on a stick.
Yeah, we have that in the Philippines.
Yeah, you got. We almost the same Chinese best friend. The only difference is we don't eat cat.
Oh, I don't eat cat, Michael Blackson.
Nah, some part of Africa do eat cat. I'll take
some
that
some part?
Back. Some people do eat cat. What's the weirdest animal you ever ate?
Nothing. Nothing weird.
You never had a turtle?
No. I had a frog before. The
frog
Chinese restaurant.
Weird. I ate frog.
How about you?
I've had a rabbit.
I haven't had a rabbit before.
You did or no?
Yeah, they sell that thing at the Asian store.
Exactly.
How about you?
I just told you, nigga.
That's it?
No. I've ate a bush rat.
Now, that's different.
Yeah, bush rat is the bigger rat.
It's like
almost the size of a fucking rabbit.
Really?
There's some bush rats out there. I've ate a bush rat. I've ate elephant meat before. The skin, not the meat.
The skin?
Well, you know, they'll cut the skin and they'll skin it and then you could yeah, like skin, like cow skin.
Like?
Every animal has a skin. It's a little tough.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm from China.
Yeah. Well,
duh.
the skin are tough, so you have to boil. Elephant skin is very tough. You have to boil it with, like, baking soda. Baking soda kind of softens a lot of things. I think I've had elephant skin before.
And then it becomes so soft?
Not that soft, but soft enough to chew with your teeth.
Wow. I've never had elephant
skin. Let me see. What else have I had? Don't judge me on this, but I've had monkey meat.
Really?
Monkey meat, honestly, is the best tasting meat. I'm a big lamb guy. Monkey meat tastes better than lamb.
Really? PETA's going to shut down a fucking show.
Why? It's fucking dinner.
Nobody eats monkey, Michael Blackson.
In where I'm from, they eat monkey meat. We eat a lot of shit. They have a lot of bush animals too that I don't even know the name of these animals. They just look like this.
Like a leopard?
No, I ain't no fucking leopard. Bush animals are like, there are some animals out there that we've never heard of or seen.
Really?
But they are animals. They have meat just like a cow and a sheep and a goat. There are animals out there that runs.
And who catch them?
Whoever shoots them with, like, you know.
With that thing that you have with a rubber?
That rubber band only kill a bird. You can't kill no fuck. You got to be a weak-ass fucking animal to get killed with a rubber band. That's like what? That's what David hit Goliath in the head with, okay?
You got to throw a big rock for kill them big
I'm
animals.
Tired talking to you, Chinese best friend.
Yeah. I can't believe you had that.
Hey, did you hear something? A guy, an Italian artist, sold an invisible sculpture.
What? I heard something about that, but I thought it was fake.
Yeah, you gotta be fake. I mean, he probably didn't see the sculpture But he definitely saw that fucking dumbass motherfucker that bought it a mile away.
I can't believe somebody would pay that.
For an invisible sculpture. The only one I appreciate in his invisible sculpture is Stevie Wonder, motherfucker, okay?
Stevie Wonder might have bought it.
Well, the guy got, somebody bought it before him. So Stevie Wonder's probably pissed.
Oh, did they pick it up?
That's like having a fucking invisible guest right now, okay? Right now, it's just me and you. We have an invisible guest.
Hi, welcome to the show.
All right, let's get our guest on here, Chinese best friend. Yeah. Where is, let's get our guest. She around? Michelle.
She's the invisible guest over there.
Oh, that's Michelle. Babe, I'm going to bring you on later, okay? You want to come and talk? What do you do? I mean, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, you're from Africa? Oh, Mike too.
Oh, don't pay him none. Huh? She knows where I'm from. She is so beautiful. Maybe she may want to stop looking at white women for the rest of my life.
Really?
Our first guest is here. She's running for Congress.
Wow.
Yes. You know what? I used to get Congress mixed up with senators.
Really?
Yeah, because when she told me she ran for Congress, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, so did Hillary Clinton. She's like, no, that she was a senator, you motherfucker.
Well, I wonder what's the difference.
Barack Obama was a senator also.
Oh.
It's like a lot of time to become president. Most presidents were senators.
Yeah, I noticed that now.
Yeah, is that true? Why? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, very good friend of mine. I've known her for many years. She's into the fashion world. It's where she started, and she still does run a lot of things with fashion, but now she's also running for Congress. There's not powerful black woman. Michelle, can you tell, welcome to the show.
Michelle.
Tell us about yourself, please.
Michelle Lyons, yes.
Michelle Lyons, welcome
Michelle
to the show.
Michelle Lyons, but she tells the truth. That's right. Nothing like a lion that tells the truth.
Yes, I'm a lioness, so yeah, so I've always had a passion for politics. I actually worked in D.C. for a year after, you know, I was around the comedy bit and then entertainment industry since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And then when I was 25, I got a great offer to work on the Hill. So I worked on the Hill for a year. And
there's a TV on BT, right? TV show?
No. The Hill, meaning Capitol Hill in D.C.
Oh, shit. Oh,
so, yeah, Capitol I worked. I actually got to work alongside Nancy Pelosi and Jim Clyburn and a lot of great people. And this past 2 years, I've just had a calling to dive back in to politics. And I speak four languages. So it's like so many things in my life. I've lived in five countries and I've had three businesses. So I just have a lot of experience that God has just showed me, this is really your path. This is why I made you. So I'm excited.
Do any of those four languages include Hennessy or Ebola? What's it, black language? Ebonics.
Ebonics.
Like, what language you speak, honestly?
I speak Portuguese is my best language.
What?
So I'll follow Portuguese.
Do you know any Portuguese words?
Michael Blackson, I barely speak English. What the fuck? You're pointing at the wrong Chinese.
Can you say something in Portuguese like, Mike, you look good. Can you say that in Portuguese?
Ah, gatinho. Você é gatinho.
That's not a Chinese.
It's not a Chinese. Gatinho.
Gatinho.
It's not like she said, Mike got a big dick.
Gatinho.
Wow, and what's the other language? You speak French?
No, eu falo português, eu hablo espanhol, e eu falo italiano.
Oh, okay, Italian.
Italian, yeah. I lived in Italy, so I lived in Firenze.
Ah, I love Italy. I used to go there a lot back
really?
In the day. Well, So
a lot of Ghanaians.
The last job I had before I decided, like, okay, it's time. I think I've made it enough to make a living off of comedy. I worked for the airlines. So when I worked for the airlines back in Philly, in the, like 97, 98, whatever year it was, and I used to go to, on my days off, I'll go to Italy for a couple of days to go. I've always been into fashion. I love clothes. I used to go there to go shop. There where my clothes is different. But I flew there for free, and then I knew when to go because at a certain time of the year, they have sale. Africans, we Dang. Like sales.
You're fucking smart.
So I used to go there and like buy clothes, and my clothes be different than everybody else because I go to Milan, and I go to Rome. Not Rome. I wasn't much into Rome. I did a Milan for clothes, and then shoes was not Naples. What's the other? Florence. Florence was good for shoes.
Leather.
Leather. Wow. Leather and shoes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I used to go to Italy. I used to go there. I went a few times. Yeah.
How long did you work for the airlines, Michael?
Oh, I did it for a while, man. I was taking advantage of their flight benefits, free flights. I worked for them from 96 to 2002, 6 years.
Whoa. That's pretty good.
And then my mother got to fly for free. And at that time, I was married to my oldest son's mom. So my wife got to fly for free. The kids got to fly for free.
Wow.
Man, I mean, my mother was so pissed at me when I...
When you quit?
Well, I didn't quit. I actually got fired, but she thought I quit. I got fired because when you work for the airlines, you're not supposed to use your flights for personal gain. And I was using a flight to go and do shows and out, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why if somebody snitched on me and they said, hey, Mike is using this to go make money.
What the fuck, and hater. Snitched.
And I tried to deny it, but then they went to my website. And it matched on my website with my flights, with my flight tickets. They looked it up online and fired. But the thing about it, you know, I kept the job because I got the medical benefits and the flight benefits.
Yeah.
And that was the only reason why I was keeping it. I mean, I was making enough. At that point, I think I was making enough to like make a living off of stand up. Wow. But sometimes, you know, we don't want to let things go.
Yeah.
Sometimes to move to that neck, you got to let things go. And I had to get fired to let go. Because if I didn't get fired, I guarantee I'd probably still be on a payroll to today. Even I'd be working one day a week and just giving my hours away or paying people to show up for me just so I could keep my medical benefit and keep my flight benefit.
You could have been an airline pilot, Michael Blossom.
I'm not no fucking pilot, motherfucker.
You never know. You might have taken like a... airline class.
I was catering the plane. I can't go from putting sodas on a fucking plane to flying the motherfucker, okay? All right. Then it would be fuck snakes on a plane. Be niggas on a plane.
Anything's possible.
All right. So, Congress. You run for Congress. Right now, are you starting really low, like Congress of like a street or a city? You know, you got to start somewhere. I can't just run for mayor. I got to start with like block captain. You know,
neighborhood watch commander,
or the HOA nigga. You know.
Well, I think a lot of people. What we've all seen during this pandemic is that too many of our leaders are bought and paid, and they are all very, very well educated, and they've all had all the expertise they should have. But what they do is they just literally take money from the elites just to do whatever they want them to do. So I think now people want people who really understand how to cater to every single class. And I don't think we have anybody in office that caters to every single class. Everybody's catering to the elite would make it seem like anyone. That's why Kanye West ran for president, because literally it looks like anyone could be in that position, and they just have to listen to the people that really run the country. So, you know, I think people want people who have knowledge of how to run business. And I personally was disgusted when I saw the debates, and not a single person who ran for president, other than Mike Bloomberg, had even ran a business before. And yet these people control all the businesses in the economy. That's you so know? True. So it's like you have all these people in government that are just filled with theory and no practicality.
That's why Trump had won that 1 year, right?
Exactly.
He's a businessman. He knew what he's doing.
We need people who have practicality, that understand what happens when this happens. And too many people don't understand what happens, and they're just listening to the elites. What they say, C students hire A students to do B work. And that's what it is in government. You know, the people that pull their strings are the people who really understand the economy. And I think we have to have more people in government that really understand the economy from a reality standpoint. And I've owned 3 businesses. You know, I've hired, fired hundreds of people.
Wow. That's dope. So, all right, let's get to, because I don't know shit about Congress. Yeah. What the fuck do a Congress do? Like, what is the Congress job? Do you work with the, how many Congress are there?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. So there are 435, I believe.
Oh, I'm running for Congress then. I knew what that meant. In the United States.
So, and I could be wrong because, you know, we just lost a congressman. So, you know, California just lost one. It's always based off the census. So It's around 450, and then we have the and then we have Senate. So there's 100 senators. Each state gets 2 senators. The House is always based off of population. California just lost. We just lost a congressman, so we're waiting for redistricting.
Lost him like dead?
Yeah, nobody voted for him.
No, meaning that we're getting. They're taking away one of our Congress.
Wow, how many did this California have?
55. But now we're going to have 54.
Why we have 55? Because a bigger state?
A bigger state. The more, you have Congress based on population.
Ah, so shit, I feel bad for Portland, Maine. Probably got like half. Probably got a midget.
Yeah, there are states that have like just a few, you know. So it's always based on your on the population, you know. So
New Hampshire probably ain't got none. They're like, sorry, not big enough.
Lobsters are the congressmen.
No, your Texas, Florida, California, they're gonna have the most because they have the most population.
New York,
you know.
Also.
I said New York, right? Texas, New York, and Florida, and so forth. So those four states have the most Congress. They take those states almost take up half of Congress.
Damn. So now, okay. So and what is a Congress job?
Yeah.
Congress are who actually pass the laws for the country. So this is what you
for their country
on.
Or their state.
Actually, for the country. So the state actually has its own senators. The state has its governor. It has its mayor and so forth. So Congress, you're also working for the state as well, but you're passing stuff for the country. So that's why each congressman goes to the Capitol, D.C., 2 days every single week. So I would have to fly to D.C. 2 days a week, every week.
Oh, when you go
so
there, can
it'd
you
be 450 congressmen there.
They go 2 days a week, every week. And senators, all 100 senators go 3 days a week.
What?
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
That many?
That's a lot.
I mean, that often.
That often, yeah.
Yes, because you have to meet and you have to, you know, talk about all the issues. And we've got to talk about pay raise. You know, every time they vote on something, they need everybody to vote on that. So if we're going to raise the minimum wage, they need everybody there to vote. You have to pass laws, pass bills. The Congress is actually who writes the bill. So it goes to Congress first, and then it goes to Senate, and then the president signs it. So everybody thinks the president does a lot, but the president actually is just the signer. The people who make the laws are Congress. So Congress comes up with the laws.
Do you have to be a citizen to be a Congress?
That's a great question. I don't believe so because we had a governor that wasn't a citizen, but I don't know. That I have to look into.
Okay, you have to be born American.
A president, you definitely have to be born American. Yes, but I wouldn't be surprised if Congress has to be born in America either. I'll look into that.
Look into that for me, because if we got 455 motherfuckers, I'm sure.
You're trying to run for Congress, Michael Blackson?
I want
to
help the law, but not. I want to go help my continent. I want to help Africa out, because I like the whole idea. You know, my thing is okay. We talk about Kanye running, which is nobody's going to vote for. Because he wasn't Republican. What was he? Was he independent?
He ran as independent, but I liked it. I mean, I felt like a lot of people gave Kanye flack, and I think that part of it is because the hip-hop. Another part is because of him being bipolar. But what I liked about it is that being a black man in America, coming from the south side of Chicago, and then getting to be a billionaire is so hard to do. And you know that more than anything. So this man is so qualified, more so than we even realize it. You know, like I said, I think he may have some bipolar issues, but you're talking about someone who would have more practical experience with dealing with people, understanding how to move and shake. And this is what your president is, you know, and someone who's also a beacon for the American dream. And what is more of a beacon of the American dream? And I'm not here to be like, oh, I voted for Kanye because I didn't. But I'm just saying, what more of a beacon than the underdog being on top?
Did you vote?
I did vote, but I don't want to say who I voted for.
Because she voted for Kanye West.
No, I probably should have voted for Kanye. I'm a big Kanye fan, though. You know,
whoever she would have voted for lost, because if you voted for somebody he won, you'd be talking about.
No, that's not true at all. No, I mean, I just am not. Happy.
So with Congress, are there Republican Congress and Democratic Congress?
Yes, there's also independents in Congress. You've got Bernie Sanders, who everybody loves. He's a senator, I believe, but he's an independent. So you have people.
Independent. I thought Bernie was Democrat.
He ran for president as a Democrat, but he's in the Senate seat as an independent. He's not affiliated.
Can you be independent in the Senate seat?
Yes.
You don't have to choose Democrat or Republican.
You don't. You do have quite a few. You have like four. You have four people in the House and Senate that are not Democrat or Republican right now.
So, Dan, so of all of those guys, the president got the easiest job. The nigga just have to just sign the fucking papers.
Yeah.
So you guys make all the Congress and senators make all those decisions.
We make the decisions. So we make the decision and the president signs. The president has the power to veto. The president also has the power to do executive orders, which you guys see happening right now. We've had a lot of those this administration. But for the most part, most of the laws that get passed in this country are written by the House.
It's official, motherfuckers. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
Do you get to see Joe Biden?
No, you don't get to see the president every time you go. You have certain times that you'll meet with the president. But like I said, the House and the Senate are who work together the most.
That's Michael Bloxon's friend, Joe Biden. Mike, how come we're never invited to the damn White House party?
We're going to go as soon as you get your COVID shot, motherfucker.
You don't need to get COVID
shot. He don't want to catch it from you.
I heard breastfeeding passes the immunity.
If you got breastfed?
Yeah.
I got breastfed too for a long time.
Like currently.
No, you have to. I'm not sucking no pregnant woman's titties, Chinese best friend.
Not pregnant. You could have a baby already.
And milk still come out?
After you have a baby, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying after a certain time, the milk stop. When the baby stop breastfeeding.
No, when the baby come out, there's breastfeeding for 2 years.
It's 2 years?
Yeah, some of them.
How old is your son?
He's 3.
Well, you're getting powder milk, motherfucker. Stop sucking your lady's titties right now. Just no, you're looking for milk, you're not going to find it. She still has milk coming out her titties?
No, but I'm about to find out tonight.
Let me know what the fuck happens, okay? Sorry about that. We didn't jump into breast milk in the middle. All right, so Kanye ran independent. There's never been an independent guy running for president that ever won. So why are independent people wasting their time?
Really?
What independent guy has ever won presidency?
Well, there have been other parties, though. You know, you used to have a party called the Whigs.
Has that Whig ever won? No.
Yes, there's been a Whig president. I can't see these.
The fuck Whig stand for? Yeah. Winner in a ghetto?
No, it was spelled W-H-I-G. And we've had other parties other than Republican and Democrat win before, but majority.
What president was that Whig nigga? That's what I want to know. Can we Google that shit?
You can Google.
W-H-Y.
Was there a president that, which president was a Wigger?
There were, Wig. Especially the
Let
founding
me guess.
Fathers.
Donald Trump.
What was,
John
what,
Trump
was
he wears a wig.
What was George Washington? You know, you should.
My goodness. Google, can we? You the Congress? You don't know?
I know. This is why I'm glad I'm doing this interview early, so I can tell you who all the Whig people were. But yes, not every president has been a Democrat or a Republican.
If it's
in recent years, mostly everybody has been a Democrat or Republican. Okay. So yes,
like me, I thought about running for president of like my a country back home in Africa, but I'm like, this ain't going independent. I'm not going to waste my money. Yeah. I'm not going to waste my voters' money on going independent because it's tough. People are used to what they know, so we had to do. You have to pick which side you think is willing to, go by what you're trying to do. We just like almost what Ice Cube tried to do for us. Ice Cube, try to meet with Biden, try to meet Trump, and Trump agreed to meet with him and was willing to help and do what to help black people out, With Africa, is the youth feel like they are being neglected. They're not jobs for the youth. Everything is just the old and the rich. So, who you want these youth votes? This is what the youth want. Which one of you guys are going to help make this shit happen? That's what I'm gonna go home and do. I'm like, okay, which one is gonna be, is it MPP? Is it MPC? Well, I'm not sure what the other one is called. MPP, whatever is used in Ghana. which one of these guys wants to help the youth out, let me know. I'll come to you. This is what the youth want. This is what the 20 guys get out of college. This, they need help. They need jobs. Who's willing to create money? Who's willing to do something? Who's willing to raise minimum wage? Who's willing to pay the police more money in Africa so the police are not stopping us every day and want money from us? They want money because they're underpaid. Who's willing to do that? Who's willing to double these police salary? If these are the guys that are going to protect us, pay them more money so they can start asking the civilians for money. And I got to find out which one of these people want to help, and that's who we're going to, that's who I'm going to take my 5 million followers and make that party win. As long as he's going to sign these papers saying that this is what he's going to do for the youth. He's always doing for the 21-year-olds to 30-year-olds. People that come from college that cannot just go abroad because Americans don't give out visas all the time. They don't want black people in these European countries. They don't. You know, so there's nothing wrong with it. That's fine. We'll stay in our country, but we just need jobs here. Who's going to provide jobs?
I know somebody, Elon Musk.
Okay, Elon Musk, that's
Elon
fine.
Musk, if you're listening to our podcast.
You know, who's going to bring jobs here? I could call Tyler Perry. I need you to help come build a studio in Ghana that was going to employ, employ 5,000 people, 10,000 people, whatever it is, you know. Who's willing to, are they going to give us land so we could build these jobs? Are you going to, who's willing to help? Whoever's, because right now, you know, a lot of these countries all had elections. They all got new presidents.
Oh,
in about
long?
Another, it's 4 years. I know Liberia, I think, is 6 years. But, other countries are 4 years, like Nigeria, Ghana. And that 4 years go by pretty fast. Mm-hmm. So now who wants to be the next winner? Who's gonna listen to the youth? I'm not going to go independent and waste nobody's time. I'm going to pick one of those guys, you know, one of those parties, and say, okay, you want to listen to us? This is what they want. Can you sign this paper saying you'll make this happen? If you sign this paper, you make it happen. But we'll make sure every youth vote for you, and you're going to win this election. But we expect everything to be done. We have to help our youth out.
Yeah,
Africa is a beautiful place. They don't need to leave Africa to become successful. But we need to put our money into our own people. There's plenty of money.
Can I ask you, because I think that we're having very similar issues here, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm finding here is that I feel that we're not producing enough engineers. I look at places like China and I look at places like India who produce engineers like hotcakes. And the great thing about having those degrees is it not only, there's a high demand for it, you know, and it also allows people to create. You know, you look at someone like a Ghanaian MySpace or a Ghanaian Facebook or something like that. Like, are people studying the crafts to be able to add to the economy? Are they, because I think what we have here in America is we have too many people studying liberal arts, you know. When I lived in Brazil,
because it's liberal arts is so easy. It's like 4 years you could be a teacher. Then you go to teacher, you're gonna make what, freaking $30,000 a year.
In Brazil, they don't even let you go to college really for liberal arts. Like, liberal arts has like its own school. But in Brazil, if you go to university, which they call it, you really only go to university for four things: to be an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer, or to be a businessman. Like, that's what you go to university for. Like, liberal arts is kind of like it's like an art school, and it's something that's not considered university, you know. Mm-hmm. And because there's an understanding that if you want to make big money, that you go to university, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we don't have that here in this country, and I wonder if that's in Ghana too, where people getting the engineering and the software degrees and the degrees that really the young people are making great money.
Here's the thing, you know, the unfortunate part about why a lot of kids, when they want to become engineer and everything else, they rather leave out of Africa because the pay sucks. It's not, they don't get paid in much. That's why. You know, they'll strive to get scholarship to come to the States or whatever to get. And our African kids are so intelligent, so smart, that when they get here to school and before they graduate, they'll be offered jobs already.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot blame them, because why should they come back home to make $300 a month when they could make $300 an hour in the United States? So that's the goal. We got to make these people, we have to increase income back home. You know, we have to push our people. We have to, like, create money's there. We have to find a way to pay them right so they can stay home. I'm glad we have another guest join us who is, you know, she's West African as well, just like myself. She's in the building, very intelligent, smart, and she's doing it all. Miss AJ Fire is in the building. Come on, join us.
AJ Fire in the building.
Hope I don't misspell her name
is
wrong.
Is it fire like a fire?
Fire.
Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire, fire. Like the song with Davido? Every time you wire me money.
You don't even know what you do to me. You blow my mind every time, yeah. AJ, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Nothing like having two beautiful Nubian queens. What's the matter?
Oh, we have to turn on the light because nobody's going to be able to see us on the video, I think. It's dark, Mike.
Chinese, but they'll see you. They're not going to see me. Just tell them to turn the fucking... No, the light's over there.
Oh.
Everybody, why y'all me money? Next.
That one.
Next.
Too, no?
Here we go. Nothing like having two beautiful Nubian queens. Just Carmel. Intelligence. We have a whole Congress. We have a businesswoman. She just does it all. And all right, so you have Gambian and have?
Gambian and Senegalese.
Senegalese and Gambian, okay. But those two countries are like, you could walk to them.
Basically. It's,
they're like neighbors.
It was the same thing until it was colonized by the British and the French, so, yeah.
That's right.
And the thing for me that I heard what you guys were saying earlier, and what's so sad is like, black, and especially African blacks, aren't allowed into European countries, but then they took our people and they took all of our resources, and yet we aren't allowed to move around, because what do you do to something powerful to stop it from being powerful is break it down. And I feel like all of the young black Africans, all of the young black African Americans need to remember that, okay, yeah, it's important for us to establish ourselves and like establish a foundation in America, but at the end of the day, we need to find a way to take it back home, because home needs it the most. And we, if we were to reunite ourselves into a powerful hub that we are, we could be unstoppable. And they Absolutely. Know that. A lot of people know that.
And trust me, and they don't want that to happen.
They don't.
They don't want it to happen. They don't want, that's why, you know, they try their hardest. They don't want us to realize that we have a beautiful place. That, mm-hmm. That's why for many years, when they show Africa on TV, what you see? Jungle and this yeah. and that. They never yeah. show the beauty of it. They don't want niggas to go back.
Or the luxury. The luxury of Africa. Like, we literally were the richest and still are the richest continent on earth. Natural resources come from... People would not be nothing without Africa, but yet we suffer the most. And it's so sad. Even, like, to this day, I don't know where you're from exactly. Where are you from?
The Philippines.
The Philippines?
Well, you're not Chinese?
He doesn't know
Chinese. No, Mike, you're the only one that calls me Chinese best friend.
I apologize. Yeah, you don't look Chinese. You just look Asian, but Filipino, that's cool.
I'm from Ghana, too. I'm mixed.
Oh, nice.
You ain't no fucking cool. Ghana. You've had gonorrhea twice. That
Not yet.
But even China knows the power of Africa, and that's why they're investing so much and, like, giving out all these loans to people who will take it. But that's giving them power and hold in Africa because, like, for example, Akon, I don't know exactly.
Akon. He has an Akon city, right?
Yes, but he's so... Sorry, but
tied into the Chinese. Very,
yes.
Yeah, they own him.
They gave him like what, 60 million or I don't know how much
billion,
exactly.
Bro.
It might have been billion. Yeah, it was a stupid amount of money and he took it. But it's like now they basically own Africa if you run it down to the simplistics. Like, it's just crazy.
Well, they own that part of Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think America right now and the UK definitely are probably figuring out how they're going to figure out. To have a stronger foothold over there. And that's right. What I never understood. How does America lose to China yes. when we have more black people than China does in Africa? How does America lose to Brazil? China's taking over Brazil right now. We're losing. How is it when we have more Latinos than China does? And it's because we suppress our biggest assets. Yeah. It's like if we just went ahead and America decided to empower the Latinos and right. the black people, we could play chess with China. China would be boxed out. There's just no way yeah. in the world they should be... Yeah. they should be on our tails like they are when we're the ones that could relate, especially Obama. We had a black president and we let China steamroll us in Africa while we had a president who's half Kenyan.
Yeah, because they use our distraction to their advantage.
Exactly.
America is not focused on the right things at all.
All they're focused on too is much the is the money.
Yeah. Wow. Capitalism is a killer.
Yes.
But is it helping that Acorn City? Is it going to be helping give a lot of jobs
honestly, out there? I have or absolutely hasn't been no built idea. Yet? I haven't heard anything of its development. All I know is the investment, which I just think personally was really silly.
But I think that's the problem with the world right now is that people don't understand that really powerful people know that people will take the bait for money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they play chess. When really powerful people don't care about the money, they care about the power.
Yeah.
You know, so nothing is for free. You know, whenever you say, that's why I am actually running as a conservative, because I've just opened my eyes. It's like the more you get from government, the more the government takes over your life.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like the government is in our phones. It is that we're living in a police state. Because we keep on voting for more and more government. We should be voting for less and less and less government, because that gives us our freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom is always on the opposite side of government, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, running for Congress. We'll go back to my running for Congress. I mean, they have to start looking you up. Do you have like any OnlyFans page?
Well, no, I don't have an OnlyFans page, but I do have an Instagram, B_Michelle_Lyons. And
I mean, you have nothing that it could find and get you in trouble with, is what I meant.
And anything that you can find and get me in trouble with.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, is there anything out there that would stop you from like winning, you know, like sex tape?
No, I'm a good girl.
Yeah, she's a good girl, Mike.
No, actually, I mean, you know, I'm writing a book as well, just to kind of talk about all my dirty laundry.
Okay, that's
good. Oh yeah, we want to read your book. You bring some.
But I don't. I'm a good girl in the sense that I don't have. I'm not Donald Trump or anything like that. You know. Yeah. And I think America is ready to hear about the dysfunction in America, because the only way for America to get back on track, or to get on track, because America's actually never been on track, is for us to realize that we've made dysfunction normal. So we've got to start realizing that we've got to get to normalcy. And I think the one thing I love about Africans, because Africans are the ones who've really opened my eyes to how dysfunctional I was raised, you know, is that you guys have such a great sense of family, a great sense of family, a great sense of everyone helping each other.
Yeah, community.
The real socialism should be within the family. But because the family, especially in the black community, African Americans, our family is so dysfunctional.
It's fractured.
It's so bad. And when I dated, my best relationship was with a Liberian. I told him about it. And I loved
Liberian girl. You came here, you changed my world.
But I loved his family so much. I mean, every birthday, it was 500 people there.
Yeah.
I mean, if he needed anything, they would all chip in for it. And, you know, he could just stop by their houses unannounced. They wanted him to stay and never wanted him to leave. Like, my parents, when I was 16, were like, see ya. You know, I graduate early. But, you know, it's just different. It's like everyone is for themselves. You know, in African-American families, it's like even your own parents will put you out on the street. They'll be like, oh, you're grown. You know, his family would be like, no, son, stay with us.
Oh, until you get married. Same as Filipino family.
Don't ever leave.
Yeah, we have the same thing.
Yeah, the culture. And that's really what Americans are missing is culture, you know, and everything is off balance. Men trying to be women trying to be men. And it's because we have no culture.
Mm-hmm. Damn, absolutely. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Did you ever want to be a woman, Chinese person?
No. How about you, Michael Bloxham?
Nah, I like being a man. Yeah. I just, you know, I like vagina. Because if I was a woman, I mean, I have to get penis, and I don't want that.
Have you any of you guys got the vaccine?
No. I caught COVID, so I figured I have the antibiotics to it.
Yeah, I think so too. Same.
Did you take your devices?
No.
Nobody has.
I said I'll take the 99.6% chance for 500.
But if you're going to take it, just don't take the Johnson & Johnson, because you're going to end up in a hospital.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you catch COVID?
Yeah.
Okay. You still got it or it's gone?
April of 2020.
Oh, when it first came out. She was out there turning up the first week.
No, I wasn't. The reason why is because my sister was an essential worker and I was staying with my sister, so I had it.
She's a nurse?
She's an NCS, so a newborn care specialist, and she was going to a family home to look after the baby, and they were sick, and they didn't tell her.
Oh, your sister
gave She already signed the contract, so she couldn't, like, quit the job. But, yeah, people can be really selfish.
How bad did you get it?
I lost sense of taste and smell. I was sick for about 10 days, but I used, like, literally, like, natural remedies, so I had ginger every day. Bitter root, which is like very common in Africa.
Did you have sex during COVID?
No, I did not.
I did. I got some COVID coochie. I think I'm going to come up with an app. But now everybody, most people, it's too late now. It's too late. COVID is.
Yeah, we should have made it way before. Mike. We thought about that.
We thought about it, but it's too late.
Yeah, it's like a quarantine app.
A quarantine app. So you can quarantine with other people that has COVID. You could just.
Well, if you believe in conspiracy theories, supposedly there's a third lockdown coming. So,
I
wouldn't even be surprised, honestly.
It was one of the African presidents. I think it was your president, Ghana's president, said that there was a third lockdown coming.
Ghana?
Well, I'm not even going to say anything. I want to make it back to Ghana.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
So we'll see.
Was there a new Corona 22 coming? Corona 22?
I don't know. But, you know, I do know that the Pfizer is making a pill version of the vaccine upcoming November. So in flu season. Flu season comes back in December, so
that's a lot safer than I think. Injection is more traumatizing, it looks like. A pill is easier, right?
I think so.
You think so, but then the capsules that they have, like that's around the stuff that's inside the pill, it depends if it's like a dissolvable one or if it's like a capsule, if it's like plastic looking, you know how there's different types of tablets.
Yeah,
the capsule ones, what capsules are made for is really bad for your body.
Oh shit.
So it depends what kind it is, but yeah, I don't trust Western medicine.
Yes.
At all.
Have you been home lately?
Not lately. The last time I was home was 2017, but I was supposed to go 2020, but the airline that I was taking went bankrupt and canceled a flight. So I was just in London.
South African Airlines?
It was Thomas Cook.
Who the fuck is that?
It's a British airline. So I was flying from, I went from Maryland to London, and then from London I was going to go to Gambia. But I ended up just spending the whole Christmas break in London.
Oh, you end up just staying in London?
Yeah.
No wonder why she has an accent.
Yeah, she was there long enough to pick up a British accent.
No, I was, okay, so I'll give you guys a little background on me.
Yes.
I was born and raised in West Africa until I was 10, so I lived in Gambia. And then I moved to Wales when I was 11.
Oh. And I lived there. Is it near Shark? I'm just playing.
Oh,
Wales, that's like,
yeah,
that's
Free
like,
Willy.
That's part of British.
I'm crying.
That's part of the, Wales is part of England, right?
Yeah. No.
Well, it's part of the UK.
Yes.
UK, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. It's its own country. So, like, it's England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland.
Got you.
Northern and Southern Ireland, yeah. So, I lived in Wales. Do not recommend, by the way. If you guys think about it, don't do it. But I lived there for 9 years, and then I moved to Maryland to do college, and then I moved here in January. So.
To do what? What do you do? Like.
So I studied social science, general studies, and psychology, and then I moved here. I do lashes. I own a lash business.
Okay.
I'm into modeling. I have a social media platform, and I like talking to people, so this is really fun for me. See?
Mike, she's very intelligent.
She's
girl.
Very intelligent. We've been all our life. I mean, he's stupid. I'm dumb.
I'm stupid.
Like, dumb and dumber.
Yeah.
I'm
so glad.
These are the smartest guests we ever had, these two.
What is your Instagram?
My Instagram is AJFAYE, so AJFAYE.
That's very simple. AJFAYE.
FAYE. Fire. Yes. Americans would say Faye.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in Africa, in Gambia, we say Faye.
So do you speak French as well?
I don't. I understand French. I could. Bonjour.
Gracias.
That's Spanish.
I'm correct.
Fuck, same shit. So but, who's from Senegal, your dad or your mother?
My dad. And my mom is half, but she was born in Gambia, but then my dad is Senegalese.
Okay. Your dad is not Akon.
I'm mostly Senegalese, but I was born in Gambia, if that makes sense. So it's like,
But the thing with Africa is a lot of times it's not even where you're born. It's what's in your blood.
Yeah, true.
Where your father is. And what, you know what I mean? You get to pick. If you could be born in one country, when it's time to get up, you could pick who you want to represent. Because it's not about where you're born. It's what's in your blood. Mm-hmm. Who's your parents?
Wow.
You know, your parents could just leave Ghana, go to Liberia, give birth to you. Liberian paper, but you could be like, I want to be Ghanaian. And you go and get a Ghana passport. It's just that simple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's where your parents are from. It's what really matters. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's why I just tell people Senegambia. I just tell them
I'm West African. I'm not Egyptian, motherfucker. Obviously, I don't look like a fucking pyramid or Cleopatra, motherfucker. Yeah, I don't look like. And I don't look Ethiopian. I don't have a huge forehead like a bus. You know. But. I'm West African. I tell you, I'm West African. You know, I represent all of West Africa. I don't even say I don't pick countries, man, because it's like.
It's the whole.
We all look the fuck alike. I mean, some Senegalese, you know, well, Ghana, and like, we all look the same. We all want
and
people.
And our food is kind of similar.
Very similar in the Western part.
But just so we can clear it up now, Senegambia makes the best jollof rice.
Oh my
god!
Don't,
period.
What is
you
that?
Saw what happened to the last jollof people on my IG, right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually. What happened?
It was okay. Let me show you what happened to the last people, the Niger jollof people. What happened to them?
Okay, Nigeria needs to exit the chat. We didn't even ask you guys to enter the chat. You guys need to leave the chat. Okay.
Okay. Just making sure.
The battle is between. I'll break it down. It's between Gambia, Senegal, Ghana, and maybe Liberia, but
yeah, Liberia food. Is
Nigeria, good. Y'all need to exit.
Yeah, Nigeria need to exit. I was just in Nigeria and had some Niger jollof, and I was like, you know, when they gonna finish cooking this?
For a long time.
No,
it just tasted raw.
They literally, it's like they boil rice and then they throw tomato sauce in it and then they turn off the stove. Like, that's it. There's no sauce. There's no like flavor. Like no, it's yeah, not no, buzzing. Yeah.
Niger jollof is trash.
But I love the people, though. No hate.
Yeah,
no,
I love the top five in the world.
Definitely. Nigerians are... Yeah. What I like best about Nigerian, Nigerians support each other so much.
Yeah, so big, yeah.
They are so... I mean, yeah. I wish if we all supported each other, Nigerians support each other, it would be amazing. Nigerians support each other so much. If I wasn't going to be anything else, if I was going to be where I'm from, if I had to pick another country, I would pick Nigeria. Because they are proud people.
Mm. Yes.
You know? I mean, recently when the whole shit went down in their country, they all went to like disown their country when they had that incident with
SARS.
That's the first time I ever saw them really like want to just diss themselves.
Did they all clean up now?
It's cool, you know, but they put a sour taste in their mouth how they were treated by their own people. So, but besides that, Nigerians are definitely top five greatest people in the world. I love them.
Yeah,
they got the best Afrobeat singers too.
Yeah, they definitely.
The music scene goes crazy
because they support each other. That's why one person brings out another person and help each other out. You know, Burna Boy brought out Zlata and so forth. And Davido brought out a few people. You know, I wish my country and other countries would do that to others. And that's how we have 50 superstars in our country. And that's all that brings money. Believe it or not, stars. You know, celebrities is what makes a country pop. So we have to support each other.
Yeah, Davido, can you have Mike as your backup singer for the new Fire song?
I'm not listening to this. Goddamn motherfucker. Okay, so let's see. Congress, when is that? What is the process?
I
You have to take a COVID test? What?
No, I launched my campaign this August. And I then, the voting is actually next June, June 15th, 2022 is the primary. And the actual election is in November. So I have to get through the primary first, which means I have to beat all my challengers in my party first.
Like, who are you running? Who's your challenger? Like, Kanye West, Tristan Thompson?
There's so far, there's about three or four people running.
Paul Pierce.
Kim Kardashian. Only four you have to beat?
So far, right now, about three people right now.
Tell my transgender. Who's
Caitlyn Jenner?
Running for governor.
Yeah, exactly. Running for governor, yes.
He has a chance, you think?
No.
Was he ever in the Congress or Senate? She
said no.
I like Caitlyn, actually. I like Caitlyn because Caitlyn has balls of steel. No pun intended.
Okay,
no,
let me ask you a question, though.
Caitlyn ain't got the balls.
What did you think about her statement when she said that little transgender boys girls shouldn't be allowed to be in female sports when they're genetically men?
I agree 100%. Yeah. I mean, it's because it's an issue of fairness. So I think that it's even silly that we're even having this conversation. Mm-hmm. The reason why Caitlyn feels that way is because when she was 17 years old, mm-hmm. she was Bruce Jenner. So can you imagine Bruce Jenner trying to race even, you know, FloJo? It just wouldn't happen. Like, there's just genetically men, especially black men. Caitlyn's not black, but black men dominate at sports, you mm-hmm. know? And if you Google right now, transgender women, it's almost all black women, mm-hmm. you know, black men, biological black men, because that are breaking records all across the country right now. If you mm-hmm. Google, just Google transgender women in sports, and you're gonna see biological black men just killing everybody. Yeah. I mean, you can argue that a black man is more competitive than an Asian man, a white man, and everything else in basketball and track. But you think he can play against a biological woman? It just doesn't even make sense. It's not fair.
And do you not think it's problematic? Because the whole point of, like, the transgender movement is that they're trying to say that they are women, or they are, like, they don't want to be biologically anything if they're telling you they're a woman. Like, I understand, I completely agree, but I kind of want to play devil's advocate because I feel like it's kind of harmful to especially the younger kids who, like, want to be a woman, and you're saying, well, no, but you're biologically a man. You know what I mean?
I think that at 18 years old, when people are adults and able to make adult decisions, mm-hmm. then they should be able to maybe, you know, compete or something to that nature. But I think up until 18, it's completely like, I would not want a biological man in the same dressing room as my biological girl. And that mm-hmm. right now in California, that is a law.
Trying to change, mm-hmm. right?
That's a law. Oh, no, that's a law. No, right, Republicans now and conservatives are trying to change it. In California right now, if your son goes to school with a woman who identifies as a man, she's able to be in the locker room, and it doesn't matter what age she is, you know? And if your son were to say he's a girl, he can go in the locker room with girls, you know?
Oh, that's going to confuse, and bullying is going to start.
Bullying, rape has already happened. Rape has already happened at several jails already because they're putting the women with the transgender women with the women. So like I said, at the end of the day, people who are a biologically one thing should transgender should have maybe their own sport if they're not comfortable playing with their own sport. But I
that'd
think
be interesting. Imagine a game with just our transgender imagine playing each other.
Like for example, Shaquille O'Neal played for WNBA. He will dunk with everybody, you know.
But yeah. So you saying Shaquille should get it?
No, I mean, for example, if he, you know, decided I'm a woman. You know,
if Shaquille was a woman, he'd be a big bass bitch. Yeah, that's a big woman.
Matter of fact, Black Michael, you have the friend of yours the other day at the you took a video with 2 million views worldwide in 24 hours.
That was a big woman, and then it was a little woman too with him.
She was gonna be here, but she couldn't make it.
Yeah, maybe she just come out of transgender. That's sport. I mean, I don't know. I'm not gonna watch them play football. I mean, it's
I think if a transgender woman wanted to play football, even that would be entertaining to me.
Why?
I would
because
watch
she's a
it.
Man, right?
I would watch it, but I wouldn't watch a transgender woman playing with a bunch of women, you know, to me, it wouldn't be fair.
You're like, boom, punching everybody.
But I think it'd be hilarious, but I think it'd be entertaining if I saw a transgender woman on like the Cowboys or something like that. I mean, that would be entertaining. Be like, oh, wow, this is real entertaining.
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be entertaining, but the other way around,
she'll get tackled a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It'd be extra flag after. Extra things going on the field. Illegal grinding. Number 69 on the offense. 10-yard penalty, repeat first down.
But I think the thing is that they weren't feeling comfortable with the boys. And I think that is why they put them.
Personal foul. Titties on titties. 15-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
Mike, you should be
illegal contact by the defense. On the titties of the lady transgender girl. 22-yard penalty. Repeats third down.
You could be a great referee, Mike.
Thanks, man.
They already had a football player, though, transgender before in high school, but never made it, I guess, in college, right? Or was there one?
Well, a transgender girl really wants to be a girl. I don't think she won't go and try to play football, Chinese. Basketball.
No, I mean, a girl. We
have a better chance
of
a girl that thinks she's a boy.
Yeah, that's the one I meant. Is there two kinds of transgender?
Can a girl boy kinds, huh? Can she get a, turn a coochie into a penis as well?
Yeah,
I mean that'd be a soft dick, but is that possible?
Everything is possible, now, Mike.
Nowadays there is they actually showed it on one of these Instagrams where someone was sewn up and had some plastic thing or something put on. Not a plastic; it was actually made out of like skin and
gel
stuff.
Or silicone.
Yeah, but they sewed it on.
Yeah, it's kind of...
This conversation is making my difference.
Yeah, I don't know what's
going
on
in
this world.
Yeah, let's change it. Let's talk about
it. No, it's too late. We already talked about it for 2 hours.
Let's talk about it. We have two intelligent women here. We are only dumb motherfuckers on this show right now, okay?
Yeah.
We have one running for Congress, a woman that does it all. But sell pussy. And congratulations on that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The only way you can make money in Los Angeles, you have to have OnlyFans. You have OnlyFans?
No, I don't.
Google her OnlyFans Chinese best.
I do not have
Mike,
OnlyFans.
These are the only two guests we have that don't have
OnlyFans, right? Yeah, there's only two females that have been on my show. Michelle Obama, I'm sure, has OnlyFans now. She's not first lady anymore. She probably has to make extra money to help Barack pay the bills.
I'm crying.
Mike, you think Michelle has the OnlyFans?
Barack has been selling his books like pancakes in the street.
But really? If I was to have an OnlyFans, it would be an educational OnlyFans.
I'm not,
a great
paying,
idea,
I'm not
actually.
Paying her any education.
Yeah, she's very smart, Mike.
Yeah, babe.
Because it's a subscription-based platform, so you can really turn it into what you want it to be. But it just now has like the stigma of being a sexual platform, but it wasn't even invented.
But if you could teach them stuff with like, you know, why you dress sexy, like 1 + 1 = 2.
The only
2 + 2 = 3.
That's a great idea.
What?
Actually, that's a great idea. Like a teacher teaching in the board and everything for OnlyFans. They don't have that.
But they're gonna be. But you know, the OnlyFans, the guys be getting requests, asking for requests. Like, hey, $100.
Oh yeah, $500.
$500. Can you teach me with a nipple out? And then what you gonna
do? Yeah, that's it. Crying. It's gonna ruin the.
Then next, you know, the teacher starts to make $100,000 a month and find out why the hell she's making $100,000 a month.
I think the women are going to take over this world now because of OnlyFans. Have you ever heard about
that? Don't promote
that
shit, Chinese bad friend.
I've heard of OnlyFans.
Like, all the girls are making more money than men.
They're making, like, lawyers bigger. They're making.
Oh, triple.
They're making $200,000 a month, $100,000 a month.
Yeah. I'm, you know, I have my own view on it. I just hate that it's just sexualizing society so much, you know. So it's just kind of like, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sex.
Because sex sells, and it's just everybody is just doing whatever. It's like it's becoming like beyond desperate now. So it's just like, where do we go now? You have parents that are setting up OnlyFans for their kids.
Yeah.
During COVID, I saw a woman who had two babies in the background, and she was pulling something out of, I was just like, oh my God.
She's giving birth on everything. We be pulling something out of what?
She was doing tricks she was like stripping in her room with her grandma. Everybody was talking about this. The grandma was watching the two babies.
Oh yeah, that one I saw.
She's making contents with her family in the back.
Yes, that's how bad it's gotten right now.
And people can be mad at that. Mike, she's trying to feed her kids.
She's trying to feed her kids.
You can't get mad at that.
Chinese best friend, we have OnlyFans for like if it's making $50,000 a month.
You asked that question, but nobody gonna subscribe to my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Might be a whole bunch of Chinese women out there that might be interested. Or men, transgender men.
Oh no, thanks. I'd rather work at Taco Bell probably.
To have OnlyFans?
No, I wouldn't have.
Man, I'm about
it. No, I don't know.
I'm OnlyFans. I put my nuts out and make $100,000 a month and I have to go.
You're a celebrity, Mike. You probably make $500,000. We had a guest one time making $400,000.
She made in 1 month. Yeah.
But my question is, what does this do for relationships?
Boyfriend happy as fuck. Yeah,
he's on the camera.
He's on the camera. He's probably answering all the DMs.
Oh, you want a picture of her asshole? Say less.
Okay, hold on.
Say $700.
Yeah, just to he's pissed off. One of them like.
Know people who do it together, so I don't think it really affects relationships unless the relationship.
I would date a girl that has OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I know you.
As long as she's not selling her coochie,
you don't have.
If you take $500 to send a crazy picture, if somebody offers you $10,000 to sleep with them, it's a good chance that you would. It's a good chance. As long as she won't go out there and start selling her coochie, but she's just sitting home just. Playing with herself, making $100,000 a month. I'm not going to judge on that. It's tough out here.
You're very open-minded.
Very open-minded, man. I'm probably the first president with a wife that has OnlyFans.
Well, it's shocking to see a man with so much that is also, because, a lot of times when men are successful, they tend to be even more controlling and a little
but
bit
I'm
more.
I'm a sexual being, maybe. I'm a sexual guy. That's why I don't mind my woman looking sexy. Some guys hate when a woman like looking sexy. I like my woman look sexy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I want her like wear a nice sexy dress, and I want to walk next to my woman. I want to be turned on at all moments.
Mm-hmm.
Some men are more like cover up. I want my lady to look good. That's how I am. Period.
Mike, you're an African king of comedy. Everywhere you go, everybody see cameras everywhere. That's good.
Good and sexy. Look, I'm going on Daisy Dukes today. I want my woman's shorts to be shorter than mine.
Well, your woman is.
Yep. So she gotta look sexy. Sometimes when I started dating, like in my mid-20s, I used to I'll go shop for my girl because I want her to like look sexy. I'll pick out the skirt and the dress. I'm like,
wow.
I'm into a woman that has a nice body. I'm a body man, So I want to show that body. I want to hold her hands. I want to turn them. I want my woman to turn me on all the time. I just want to be able to since we come home and just throw her on the bed.
That's good for a relationship, Yeah, other man always covered him up and
it's just like a nun. Don't want other men looking at it. Look, as long as she's not, stepping out and doing nothing wrong, I want her to look sexy for me all the time. I don't know how did we get to the sexy shit.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to the.
You guys were talking about OnlyFans.
Yeah, how we got
right.
To
we're talking about OnlyFans, yes. And we was talking about would you let your lady? Would you let your wife? Your lady do that? Are you single, Chinese? But
I'm in a relationship, Mike. I'm gonna get married soon, probably with a baby.
Would you your lady dress sexy? Like how you feel about your lady?
She dresses sexy all the time. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Right.
Yeah, she's in love to one Chinese man, me.
She's just in love with you only?
Yeah. She.
What do you think she loves about you, Chinese best friend?
I think it's my eyes.
Your eyes?
Yeah, because she can't see it. That's why.
That's good, man. She loves you, man. It's just love. Yeah. Whatever reason it is, Chinese best friend.
Yeah.
Whether it's your eyes or your little dick, whatever it is that makes her happy. That's
Mike,
all that
maybe
matters.
She's blind just like the... fucker that bought the painting, the invisible painting.
She's not blind. I've seen her before. She like she could see.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Now your son is blind. That motherfucker gets some shit. Whenever he sees me, he runs the other way. I'm like, does this motherfucker see me?
Mike, he never sees anybody. He never comes out of the house. Every time I bring him out, it's either we're going to Michael Blackson's house or a grocery store. He never goes anywhere, really. But every time you see him, he cries. Like, reels of it, like 20 times. I wonder, he probably won't cry no more now.
So let's, before we end the show, I want to get the ladies' opinion on, you know, we talk about Africa a lot. I mean, Africa's always on my mind. I'm not sure it's on your mind as much as on your mind, right? You always think about your country, think about your people. You always think about how we can make our continent.
Like, my friend group is like a bunch of amazing entrepreneurs that are all influencers that are all African. And we were having a discussion the other night, actually. We're playing this card game. If you guys are listening, you should get this card game called We're Not Really Strangers. So basically, it brings your circle or your partner, whoever you're playing the game with, closer, and it makes you open up about a lot of stuff. So we're just talking about, like, you know, how living in Africa, growing up in Africa, you get a lot of trauma, but you know, it makes you who you are. You also have a tight-knit circle with family and community and all of that. But you know, moving here is always for opportunity. It's always opportunity based. But like, talking about the importance of going back and also the importance of fixing our presidency. Like, Ghana has done really well in changing their president, and I really, really, really love what he's doing for Ghana. Like, stopping trading cocoa with all these crazy other countries, and like, you know, internalizing how you guys have your infrastructure working. But all the other countries need to follow and lead with power, like not with these dictators that want to just come and absorb all this money, take it, go do nonsense in Europe, come back, and like not build anything in the country. That's really what's most important. So we were all talking about, all of us are from different countries. I have a Gabonese friend, a Nigerian friend, a Kenyan friend, and I'm Senegalese and Gambian, and then a Ghanaian friend. So like, we're all saying, like, imagine if we were the leaders of our country, how much change that alone would make. So,
and that's why, and to think about it, our continent are so stuck on old ways. Is we
very
just,
much so,
you know, and it's almost time for the youth to take over. And
it is,
but it's so tough. Like, you know, it's so hard for that to happen. That's why I said the youth, for some reason, we have to find a way to join them and help them make this change, and you know, go to those two parties. Who's going to help? Who's going to listen to us?
Yeah.
And that's the party that's going to help win. And then they have to listen to us too, because we are the one that have been like out and travel. We've seen that. We know how to come and make our country better as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been other places. We've seen a lot. We're just not stuck in this, in our old ways, and you know, and being brainwashed by the...
I think we have the cultural understanding of where we're from, but also the relevance of today, and like having connection to Western society, which you do need to develop. The thing is that they're really underdeveloped and they haven't bridged that gap. But then they also have so many important qualities that the developed world doesn't have. So I definitely think it's a combination of the two that we need. And it's from this new generation, yourself included, with your family.
Well, Michael Blackson is building a school.
She is so intelligent.
Mike, it's like listening to a Webster's dictionary.
She is.
I'm crying.
She's really smart.
Yes. And
she's very smart.
She is very smart.
Congress, August. Are you putting your bid for in August?
I'm gonna launch in August. So I launch in August, and then I have a big event that I'm planning in September.
Can you invite me and Michael Blackson? Where's this party?
Orgy?
Well, no, I'm having like a big gala and a big fundraiser and everything at the Hyatt in Long Beach on the water.
Oh, what's the date? September what? You have a date?
We don't have a date yet, but
just
it's
don't do
gonna...
a 9/11.
No. It's going to be the end of September. I'm going to fly in a bunch of people from all over the country, and we're gonna do it big. And I'm in a district where people are like, you know, Michelle, if anybody can get this district, you can. The person who's been in charge has been there for almost 30 years, and he's 82 years old. So I think similar to what you guys are saying, same thing's happening here in America.
Yeah.
These old people have been in Congress for so long,
I think
the older people are afraid of the powers that be. I think the same thing I see in Africa happening is they're afraid of the European powers and things like that. So people are kind of like stuck and not wanting to move the underclass up because they think that they're just there to be the overseers, meaning that they're just there to keep the masses down, to keep the masses controlled, you know. But we can, people are getting so smart nowadays. We can see through it all, you know, and people are the younger generation, and they're not afraid, you know. They're not, people are like not afraid at all. So we really do need to just collectively, like you said, start to buck the system. And how we best buck the system, in my mind, in the United States, is by actually aligning to get further away from the system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
We're going to be there to your party.
Yes, and I'm going to invite you too. Yes, definitely.
If you want me to be there, make sure it's on a weekday, because I can't
do weekends. Yes, we'll do it on a weekday.
Make it on a weekday. I need it between Monday through Thursday, weekends.
Is it going to be in the Queen Mary?
I was going to do it in the Queen Mary, but someone said I should do it at the ballroom at the Hyatt, which is on the water.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So yeah.
Mike, we're going to place.
I'm so glad. You know, she wasn't even planning on being on the show. She just came out.
Yeah, and her too.
I know. I was like, I look crazy.
This ended up really being a great show. I really appreciate. We might even air this like now, you know.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Thank you, ladies. Very intelligent.
Very educational show today. Educational, this is the first time, Mike.
I mean, he stopped. I think seventh grade was his highest grade he went to, and I got it through high school, but then I went to DeVry, so it wasn't ICDC.
It's not accredited. You can't get a job.
And before we leave, it's crazy because you know we could come from Africa as doctors, and the thing about it, we come to America, they don't honor our doctoring certificate, so we go from being doctors to Uber drivers.
You have to take a test again or go back to school.
Nah, that's why if you want to be a doctor in America, it's almost you probably have to like come your last couple of years and finish and get that degree here, because they do not honor our degrees. You know, you go from being a fucking a judge and come to America, you become an
Uber XL driver.
Yes. But thank you, lady, for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm Chinese best friend. I'm
not Chinese best friend. I'm Michael Blackson.
And your name, please, ladies? Yes.
AJ Fai.
And you can follow her at AJ Fai. That's her Instagram.
Yeah, that's
your
my
Twitter
Instagram
as well.
My Twitter is the same, but with an underscore X.
Why is that underscore X? Is somebody else taking
it? Because I was childish when I made my Twitter. I think I was like, 10 when I had Twitter and Facebook?
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. So you heard it. And how can it reach you?
Michelle Lyons is my name. You can reach me at Instagram B_Michelle_Lyons, like rawr. Or you can even go to, I just started it. It actually hasn't even been promoted yet, but Michelle Lyons for Congress on Instagram.
Woo! She's going to win, Mike. Long Beach.
I'm going to join next year for Congress, man. I'm going to be the 457th Congress. The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by Aha Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.